Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. And today we have Bart Nyswanger and Dave Smith back with us from the Odin Lions Club. Gearing up for the Odin Old Settlers Day starts tonight, guys. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
It's hard to believe it's here, Dave, but jam-packed weekend. Tell us about what's kicking off tonight at Old Settlers.
Well, tonight we start our parade at 6:30. If you want to be in the parade, just show up on the west end of Odin, or east end of Odin, at 5:30. That's when lineup starts. And you don't have to pre-register or anything. Just show up. And so after that, we'll move over to the park. We'll have a few small events, and then we'll have the Open Hearts Quartet performing at 8 o'clock.
Open Hearts Quartet, good local group, gospel tunes, and you've also got the Floral Hall open. You got a lot of entries inside the Floral Hall.
Yeah, I was really really surprised yesterday when we started taking. We had a lot of people lined up to enter their exhibits, so that should be a good thing too. And they got until 3 o'clock today to get those in.
And it's open tonight from 7 to about 9, right?
That's correct.
And, Bart, this year's Odin Old Settlers Parade, great theme. We're honoring our veterans, and you got a special Grand Marshal this year.
Our special Grand Marshal this year, this is a posthumously award. The young man's name was Sergeant Arnold Benton from Odin, Indiana, and he was a casualty of the Vietnam War, killed there in action. And so we've decided to honor him this year by making him the honorary Grand Marshal of the parade. And we've got a nice vintage military Jeep that was donated to us by some real nice folks, and we've got that decorated. And so we've got a young man in uniform going to drive the Jeep in the parade, and that's the way we're honoring Sergeant Benton.
Really cool. Great idea. So that's the Odin Old Settlers Parade tonight. We'll be strolling through the parade route. Always look forward to that. A lot of people line up and down the streets to join in at the Old Settlers Parade. And then make your way back to the Odin Park. Now, this is day number one. Tomorrow, Dave, a full day of activities. The 50-year club meeting. For those not familiar with that, tell us about the 50-year club and what that's all about.
Well, we have a lot of people that's come to Old Settlers for several years. And so they gather over there. They have a little ceremony, and they give them everybody gets a ribbon for being there for 50 years, and then they play bingo at 2 o'clock, and then at later in the day at 7 o'clock, Floral Hall opens again, and we'll also at that time have our Little Miss and Mister contest, then right after that, a band called Just in Case will be performing.
And I may put you on the spot here. Do you know the age for Little Miss and Mister, what age group that is?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. We've got a couple of ladies that take care of that for me, and I'm not up on that.
Little Miss and Mister contest, that'll be on the stage at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And then Just in Case, they play country and southern rock. Is that right, Bart?
That's right. They play a little bit of everything, but a lot of old country and some old rock and roll. Real good band. Been around for years.
And they're from the Bloomington area?
They're from Bloomington area, yes.
All right. Just in Case. And the shows we're talking about, all free. Bring your lawn chairs. And then Saturday, it's pretty much all day, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, that's there is a change on Saturday as well. There was supposed to be a cornhole tournament that started at 2 o'clock. That is going to start at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then there was the Dance Academy was going to perform at 7:30, and they are now going to perform on Thursday night at 7:30. They had a conflict in their schedule.
Okay, so note those changes. If you're planning on participating in the cornhole tournament, Bart, you got some good prize money for that, right?
We guarantee $400 prize money on that, and there may actually be more. I'm not sure on that. It depends on how many people participate, I think. But if you're interested in entering a team in that, you need to show up there to pre-register at, I believe it's 4 o'clock, isn't that right, Dave?
And is there an entry fee for that?
There is a small entry fee for that, yes.
And that's now at 5 o'clock at the Odin Park. The cornhole tournament has been moved to 5 o'clock Saturday at the Odin Park. And then, Bart, tell us about the entertainment Saturday night, because you've got another great group Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday night we've got a band called Sideline that does some great music. And once again, that's all free. We don't charge a thing for that. These bands come and perform, and you bring your lawn chairs, and there's some great food and concessions available there at the park. We encourage people to buy their concessions and food from the vendors at the park, because that helps support the Old Settlers. The Lions Club is the main sponsor of the Old Settlers, and we depend on that to produce this year after year.
It's a great event, 133 years and still going strong. Follow them on Facebook for the complete schedule. Just search for Oden Old Settlers. You'll find the complete rundown of the weekend activities. We'll be there broadcasting tonight from the 133rd Annual Old Settlers Days at the Oden Park. Dave Smith and Bart Neiswanger, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for all your work with Old Settlers, and we'll see you there tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.